Chapter 2. Malala in the Swat Valley. The Swat Valley is very beautiful, and many people visit this part of Pakistan every year. For a long time, Malala's family were poor, but they lived in a wonderful place. Near their little village, there were clean rivers, green trees, tall mountains, and beautiful bright colours. Malala often tells people, "We lived in the most beautiful place in all the world." Malala's grandfather studied in India and then became a teacher. He learned from watching and listening to many great people. Two of the most important people at that time were Mahatma Gandhi from India and Muhammad Ali Jinnah from Pakistan. Malala's grandfather was an intelligent man, and her father always worked very hard to make his father happy. Mahatma Gandhi. Malala's father's name is Ziauddin Yousafzai. School was very difficult for Ziauddin. The other children at school laughed at him because he was darker and shorter than they were. Ziauddin also had problems speaking. Sometimes he stopped and started his sentences, and it was difficult for him to get his words out. But Ziauddin worked very hard at school because he really wanted to make his father happy. He learned how to be strong, and he became a very kind and intelligent man. Malala's mother's name is Tour Pekai, and she only went to school for a short time. This was normal for girls in the Swat Valley at that time. Tour Pekai's father wanted her to go to school, but she was the only girl in her class. She did not feel happy about this. Malala's parents met, and they married about 9 months later. Ziauddin really wanted to open his own school, and Tour Pekai wanted to help him. "Pakistan has many problems," Ziauddin said to his wife, "but the answer to these problems is for children to go to school. We can help. We can open a school." Ziauddin Yousafzai. Tour Pekai. It took many years and a lot of hard work for Ziauddin to open his school, and he gave it the name the Kushal School. The school was in Mingora, a town in the Swat Valley. Later, Tour Pekai started working at the school too. Tour Pekai was very happy to live in a bigger place with more people, but it was not easy. It was very difficult to pay for the school and for food. One year, there was a bad flood at the school. This was a very difficult time for the Kushal school and for Malala's parents. But their love was strong, and they worked together to keep the school open. Malala was born on the 12th of July 1997. Ziauddin loved his daughter, and he wrote and sang songs about her. His school now had about 100 students and 6 teachers. Malala and her parents lived above the school, and little Malala played in the classrooms. The family were poor at this time, but in the next 2 or 3 years, more and more students came to the school, and things got easier. After some time, they had more money. Now they could open a new school. They gave this school the name the Malala Education Academy. The Kushal School. baby Malala. Malala's first baby brother, Kushal, was born in 1999. Malala was 2 years old then. 5 years later, her other baby brother, Atal, was born. Malala's family was small. Many families from the Swat Valley had 7 or 8 children. The family bought a new house, and Ziauddin's friends often visited in the evenings. They sat with him to drink tea and to talk about many things. Malala was an intelligent girl and always enjoyed sitting with them and listening to them. The family's new home was in a part of Mingora called Gulkada or Butkara. Malala loved looking at the beautiful mountains near their town. The tallest mountain was called Mount Elam, and the top of this mountain was high up in the sky. Malala was a happy little girl, and she loved her father very much. Sometimes she was sad or angry, but talking to her father always helped. Malala with Atal and Kushal. The family often went back to Malala's grandparents' village for special days, and they enjoyed doing this. They wore their best clothes and brought sweets and other nice things. Malala and her brothers always wanted to sit next to the windows on the bus. They drove through the valley and looked out of the windows at the beautiful mountains, rivers, and trees. Malala with her father, Ziauddin. But not everything was good in the Swat Valley. Everyone had to leave their rubbish in the valley because there was no one to take it away. The rubbish grew into an ugly mountain, and Malala did not like going there with her family's rubbish. One day, she saw someone on the big rubbish mountain. It was a very poor girl with very dirty hair. The girl looked through the rubbish and put some of it into a big bag. At that time, many children took metal from the rubbish mountain for money. This made Malala very sad. Malala really wanted to help people and to make them happy. And first, she wanted to help the children on the rubbish mountain.